The national coordinator of the National Inland Canoe Fishermen Council, Agekeji Koptete, has called on government to dissolve the National Premix Committee to save the fishers from lack of access to Premix fuel. According to him, the committee has outstayed its mandate and is doing little to ensure the supply of Premix fuel to the fishermen on the Volta Lake and its environs. Speaking to Radio Ghana on World Food Day, Mr. Ageke said the fishers appreciate the efforts of the president to subsidize the Premix for the fisher folks, but regretted the manner in which distribution is diverted. He spoke to Rachel Jojome.
We are marketing the day very well today. We are happy that a date has been set aside for fisher folks and farmers. We appreciate what government and other stakeholders are doing. But we have some difficulties with fishing inputs such as agro-moto fishing nets, premix fuel, and other things. So today we wish all our gallant fisher folks and farmers well that though things are difficult, we pray that things will be better.
So can you tell us the state of delivery of the premix fuel to the fishermen along the Volta Lake?
Very, very bad. It's difficult for us to get premix to fish. Premix is nowhere along the 32 districts along the Volta Lake. There's no premix anywhere. Exactly 2 weeks ago, 32 districts, we met at Akpando Toko and we sent a clear signal to government that we know that the president loves the fisher folks. We love him. That is why he's supplying the premix to us at half the price. But that the premix is not getting to the fishing community because we believe that the National Premix Committee, which have stayed their mandates, are not doing well to get a premix for us to fish. So many of our market centers, Abotwase, Kwame Krum, Pando Toko, Ketekrachi, Dambai, Akatin, the markets are collapsing because of premix. And our pregnant women, fisher folks, cannot cross from the island communities to attend hospital or buy food at the market centers or sell their products for that matter.
Is a sit-down strike over?
It's not over. It's from district to a district. Because the 32 districts, fisher folk doesn't understand why a district like Nanumba South, where we know major fishing activity is not done there, while a tanker driver, businessmen can own premise stations. A place like Safache, Opija, Jima in Nanumba South, where everybody checks can review that major fishing activities not done in these communities. For that matter, National Inland Canoe Fishermen Council, we don't have Nanumba South as a district in our situation. But there's a 3 premise landing beaches there where they have a regular supply and that fuel goes to Ashama and other places.
What do you want government to do for you?
We want government, as a matter of agency, dissolve the National Premix Committee. That is what the 32 districts along the Volta Lake are calling government to do. We don't understand why government is delaying to listen to our voice. But we are pleading with government to dissolve it quickly so that we can have premix to fish.
You heard the national coordinator for the National Inland Canoe Fishermen Council, Agekeji Koptete, talking to Rich Love Jojome on premix supply.
In a related development, the non-availability of premix fuel is hampering trading activities at Tapabotwasi, a major marketing center for fish. Our correspondent, Yao Asante, is standing by to give us an update on the situation. Good afternoon to you, Yao.
Good afternoon.
Earlier this week, we've been carrying some stories, you know, regarding the shortage of premix fuel, which has led to a standstill in business activities. No, we hear boats are not moving to and from Tapabotwasi. What is the situation now?
The situation is very bad here. Since in the morning, there hasn't been any single boat along the banks of the Volta Lake at Tapabotwasi in the Byakuya district of the Volta region. The reason being that the fishermen, together with boat owners, have withdrawn their services, thereby causing the market inactivity over here. This morning, a large number of market women came to Tapabotwasi only to be regretted because not a single boat came from some of the island communities alongside with the fish for them to buy. Women at Tapabotwasi depend largely on these market days whereby they get their daily bread. But as at today, Not a single person is around. People who travel from Afrau, Ho, Tema, Accra, and even Kumasi to come and buy fish here could not get a single fish to buy because of the withdrawal of services by boat owners and fishermen. According to them, they are buying premixed fuel at exorbitant prices. And those who are not even fishermen are getting the premixed fuel only to sell to them at cutthroat prices ranging between 100 Ghana cedis and 150 upwards.
And in your discussions or discourse with the traders, what have they been telling you, especially the impact of this development on their activities?
In fact, the traders are not getting fish, and you know, they depend largely on these fishermen to buy fish to go and sell. So the more or less the fishing communities along the banks of the Volta Lake and on the island communities, you know, play a major role in economic activities of this country and also in the lives of many. But because of the withdrawal, they are finding the day a very difficult one because they cannot get anything to buy or to sell.
Very well. Yawasanti, want to thank you very much for that update. That was our correspondent, Yawasanti, giving us an update on the premixed fuel situation at Tapu Abotuase in the Biakuya district of the Volta region.